Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC for about 6 months. Mark Levin followed four families on Long Island facing a very contemporary American crisis, long-term unemployment. He's an Emmy Award-winning director, known most recently for his work on the series Brick City about Newark, also for Prayer for a Perfect Season about a high school basketball team in Elizabeth. Maybe you know that one. He's also done other documentaries like Schmata, Rags to Riches to Rags about the garment industry in New York, and Peace on the Triangle, Shirtwaist Factory. So maybe you know some of Mark Levin's work before today. He joins us on this occasion as his new documentary, Hard Times, Lost on Long Island, premieres on HBO tonight at 9. Hi, Mark Levin. Welcome back.
Hey, Brian. Good to see you.
Let's start right out with a clip from the film. This is Ann Strauss of Levittown, who lost her job in public relations in 2008 and is unemployed for 2 years at the point when she says this.
Being unemployed for 2 years is not just a financial loss. It's an emotional loss. It's a loss of friendships. People disappear. You can't socialize. It changes your in every facet of your life.
And she has a lot of company and feeling alone. It's a loss of friendships. People disappear.
You know, that phrase, people disappear, really stuck with me because in a way I thought these people have been disappeared. It's fascinating how isolated they are, how mute they are, how there's a sense of shame and guilt because you go through Long Island, as you know, and many of these neighborhoods still look beautiful. The houses are beautiful. The cars are beautiful. And yet inside, some of these people are disintegrating, but it's kind of in slow motion. It's not like a hurricane or an earthquake where in one moment you see your whole life upended. So it was a challenge to get many of these people to open up and be honest about their situation.
Nassau County has the second highest foreclosure rate in the country, so this is a prevalent crisis, if not an invisible crisis in the way you're describing. Why did you focus this, by the way, all on long-term unemployed folks from Levittown? Levittown is sort of the stereotypical post-World War II Long Island suburb.
Right. And that's pretty much why. I mean, they're not all from Levittown. They're in what I would call the Mid-Island area in that neighborhood. But Levittown is a great symbol of kind of after World War II, American society's commitment to build a suburban middle-class lifestyle. And when the GIs came back, not only were we as a people willing to help finance their education, but we were willing to help finance them having homes. So it's kind of ironic that 50, 60 years later, you know, in this financial crisis, so many people are losing their homes. And it's not – Long Island doesn't have the highest unemployment rate. It's actually almost a point lower than the national average. And it didn't have the number one foreclosure rate. There are places, you know, outside Las Vegas and California and Florida that are even worse. But we thought because it was such a symbol of kind of the good life – the American dream, that this was a place to really look at long-term unemployed.
And listeners, anybody from Long Island want to call in about your own long-term unemployment experience or a sense of Long Island as a place that has been hit in almost this invisible way or this counterintuitive way in the more traditionally leafy parts of Long Island? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And I guess there are a lot of people there who are kind of caught in between. The New York Times editorial just this weekend was about how one in six people on Long Island live in households earning less than $45,000 a year for a family of four. In other words, they're basically scraping by, but they're often ineligible for programs like food stamps and subsidized housing and childcare because their incomes are a little too high.
That's true. And also it noted that editorial, and one of the things that shocked me and one of the reasons we did this on Long Island was this fact that after the census, the recent census, that the suburbs in the United States are now the fastest growing area of poverty in our country. That was just shocking. I grew up in the suburbs, and to learn that that is where poverty is growing fastest now in our country, and our suburban communities really, again, going back to Levittown, they were built on the exact opposite idea, that this was a place to help people live the good life, the middle class life, not to support people who have been the new poor.
Mark Levin, filmmaker, his new HBO documentary, which premieres tonight, is Hard Times, Lost on Long Island. Another clip from the film. This is Mel Strauss, who decided to relocate to Albany away from his wife in order to find work as a mortgage broker for a commission-only position.
I don't know why I went to college at this point. I don't know why I spent nights getting a graduate degree. I should have become a plumber.
Should have become a plumber, Mel expressing a frustration and, for that matter, a question about the value of a college education that many unemployed Americans are asking now.
Absolutely. I think one of the things is, you know, you hear a lot of media, oh, these people must be lazy, they're moochers, they're freeloaders, you know, living off the government. And certainly the people we followed were a totally different story. They would do anything to work. And yet many of them, like Mel, with two master's degree, are told you're overqualified. I'm sorry. Or unspoken. Maybe you're a little too old. So it's incredibly frustrating. Here's a guy that survived brain cancer. And at one point, his wife, Anne, who you played the first clip from, says, having cancer was easier than being out of work, unemployed like this. That just stunned me.
Because he had both challenges. Just a correction from what I said earlier with respect to the foreclosure rate in Nassau County. I think I misspoke and said it was the second highest in the country. It's not. It's the second highest in New York State. Certainly there are places harder hit by foreclosure than Nassau County or New York in general. Antonio in Hicksville is calling in. Hi, Antonio. You're on the air.
Hi. Good afternoon. Good morning. Excuse me. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of jobs that people can change careers to, such as selling cars and even going back to, you know, driving trucks or selling other items. And people are not moving in that direction.
Yeah. Although it's part of what you were just talking about, Mark, and another person in the film, Alan Fromm, couldn't secure a job as a FedEx truck driver, just the kind of job that Antonio is talking about, because they told him he was overqualified.
Exactly. You see, what happens, you wonder, well, why would that be? And at least the way it was explained to me is that certain employers who may have positions feel, oh, well, this person is overqualified, and as soon as they get a better job offer, they're going to take it. So why invest, you know, training them, getting them up to speed, when after 6 or 7 months they may get a better offer? So that's one of the reasons that people who are desperate, like the people we followed, can't even get these kind of jobs that this caller is talking about.
But did you also find the kind of thing that Antonio is implying, that if you're, you know, if the point of the film is to show a kind of counterintuitive picture of long-term unemployment, that these are people in nice homes with lawns and, you know, stereotypical old-fashioned suburban lifestyles, that there is a sense of privilege and a sense of reluctance to downscale their professional lifestyles?
No. I mean, you know, there's a sense of shame about doing it, and there's a sense of fear about where you're going to end up. One of the couples you see in the film, the wife is about to sell her engagement ring. The husband is distraught. And when they came to the premiere of the film, they brought their two sons. And their sons never knew that their mother went to a food pantry to get food for them to have dinners. It's more the reluctance to admit what you're selling, what you're doing, the desperation you're living, than facing up to it.
Daniel and Albertson, you're on WNYC. Hi, Daniel.
Hi there. Yeah, I was just thinking about my brother. You know, he's been unemployed for about, I want to say, 5 years now, and I noticed, you know, he's 26. And a lot of kids in that age group have just been unable to, you know, find jobs, find work after college.
Well, you know, that's very interesting you brought that up, because Daphne Pinkerson and myself, my producer, have been talking about that could be a potential sequel, The Young and the Jobless. I have kids also. And we focused more on the middle age, the baby boom generation in this film. But it's true. This new generation that is graduating college now is facing an unprecedented job crisis. And it's not only in the United States. It's really in the advanced industrial world.
And young people leave Long Island in order to look for work. There's a depopulation of the young that's already taking place. Now maybe people who stay on Long Island when they're young can't find work. And I think Lefty in Bayshore is going to say something else that's relevant to that. Hi, Lefty.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Listen, my comments is this. I mean, it's kind of like a catch-22. You leave these metropolitan areas, right? You go out to North Carolina, things like that. The job pool is just so much smaller. So I don't think leaving Long Island is a solution. You really need to be anchored next to a metropolitan area. And my example of that, if you look for a typical job, you know, whatever it is with a job title, you know, you'd see 10 jobs in New York for one in North Carolina. So, you know, I think the problem is, in a business cycle where we are, is that people are looking for jobs, you know, instead of on the expense side of the equation. They need to look for jobs that produce revenue on the sales side. And no, I don't think there's going to be a lot of opportunities to try to get a salary job, you know.
And you had also told my screener that living on Long Island is a high cost of living lifestyle because everybody was in the housing bubble, right?
Absolutely. And the property taxes, you know, when you have a $15,000 a year property tax, a $10,000, it's a second mortgage.
And it's a very, Lefty, thank you. And it's a very, very American story in that respect, because so much of the wealth that Americans had accumulated in the last 10 to 30 years was not, you know, in so many families' cases, money that they put aside, but it was the value from their homes. And that's exactly what disappeared.
Exactly. And again, that brings us back to Levittown. You know, in other words, we're at a point where we as a society decided it made sense for returning GIs who might have been unsettled, rootless, to have a home, to have a job, that that was key to social stability. I don't hear that now so much, you know, and when you hear the debate about the long-term unemployed.
By the way, did he say catch 23?
I
think he said catch 23. It's a higher order paradox than a catch 22. Let me get in one more clip from the film. This is Paula Sargent, an administrative assistant who lost her job, discussing her struggles with a support group.
I'm doing all I can to even network, and it's still not working in my favor. I mean, you would think that your family and friends would be proactive in helping you get there, but it's like you're on your own. And that's very disheartening for me, because I have to go to bed every night thinking about that.
So that goes to the idea you were talking about earlier regarding the isolation that people feel. I want to get what we just have 45 seconds. Our next segment is about the black unemployment rate. National average increasing to 14.5%, so much higher than the 8.2. Can we tie that together with the people we meet in hard times, the white suburban middle class, or not really?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that is really going to be the next chapter of the story, is when these groups, one that has periodically over the last 30 years experienced tough times, which is the African-American community, and the other, which is first facing all of this, when they join forces and their voices become one, that will be a new chapter.
We will see if that chapter comes about. Mark Levin, his HBO documentary, Hard Times, Lost on Long Island, premieres tonight at 9:00.